But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got holes, Tito.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I explode.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah! Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, a complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler films, past, present, and unfortunately future. I am Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Marie Maloney!
This week we look at Adam Sandler in the third Netflix film. This will be our fourth, completing the Netflix quad. First quadrant. Sandy Wexler, released on April 14th, 2017. Marie, have you seen this movie?
I have not.
No, neither have I. Because I do believe that this came out in mix when we were doing Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
Please
it
Stop.
Came out shortly after we started the podcast. And I think we both purposely kind of shielded ourselves from
knowing anything about it.
Yeah, knowing anything about it.
If it wasn't for the podcast, I would have definitely been like, I'll take a peek and see what's
going
on.
I would have, too.
Like, I'm angry.
I would have gotten drunk and watched it by myself, honestly.
There it is. A lot of sad things have been said on this podcast. It's not even close to the saddest thing.
No, it's not. No. It's not. It doesn't even scratch the top 10.
Plot synopsis. Sandy Wexler, a.k.a. Adam Sandler, who we will be calling Adam Sandler, that's the film, is a talent manager working in Los Angeles in the 90s, diligently representing a group of eccentric clients on the fringes of show business. His single-minded devotion is put to the test when he falls in love with his newest client, Courtney Clark, a tremendously talented singer. Over the course of a decade, the two of them play out their star-crossed love story.
Oh my God. See, here's the thing I do know about this.
Okay.
I know that this like Courtney character is Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
And I know that in no realm of universes is Adam Sandler worthy of J-Hud. Not this one, not any alternate timelines, never.
Okay. I also agree. But you know what? This is Adam Sandler
never,
universe.
Ever.
People are watching it to put themselves in Adam Sandler's shoes.
Yeah.
And whatever.
And,
he's a vehicle for that.
I feel like there's going to be, or I think I know there's going to be a shitty voice on his part. Not looking forward to it.
Okay.
And I think there's going to be a bunch of 90s references.
There's going to be so many 90s references.
Also not looking forward to it.
There's a good way to do it and there's a bad way to do it.
I'm in a piss poor, pessimistic mood.
You are. You're not in a good mood.
It's raining outside right now. It's cold again.
Yeah.
It's like full on winter. I'm not here for it.
She's upset about it. Hey, if you want to call in or do anything, how do they do that?
Well, you guys can email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com. You can DM us on Twitter or just tweet at us at sandlerplease, PLS stop. Check out our Facebook page, or you can call in. You guys, we're such goobies. We've been saying 405-418-NARD, which has been correct the whole time.
Yes.
But we biffed on the last digit.
A D would never be 8. It would always be 3.
I know. I think I missed it one time. And
I
then,
might have missed it one time.
And then it snowballed. But it's 405-418-NARD, guys. 405-418-6278 and 6273. Oh,
6273.
6273. Just type NARD, please. You can type Comcast. You can type NARD, too. on your
this.
Phone. Because we're getting down to the last episode. So if you enjoy this podcast, if you care, if you want to render an opinion about Adam Sandler, call in and we'll play it on the show.
Sure. First of all, just real quick, it's just till our recap episode. We are not ending the podcast. We have more movies to go on other people, Kevin James and Rob Schneider. Marie Maloney is being an awful person and didn't think about the podcast. Didn't ask me if it was okay. I would call you a B word, but I'm not gonna.
I appreciate that. I feel like that shows real growth on your part.
It shows a little bit on my part. Unfortunately for you, you're still being mean and flying across the world. Marie Maloney's going to Where are you going?
I'm moving to China, everybody.
As most people do.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone turns 30 and decides to move to China for a year, right?
That's the best way to do it. You'll love it.
But yeah, I'll be back eventually.
Yeah. Well, definitely for if Adam Sandler film comes out when she's still in China, we will
we'll Skype. So that'll be interesting. If a Sandler film or a David Spade film or one of those goons comes out, I will see it there and I will definitely call in and we can talk about it and record it or something.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I will still be here and still watching every single one of these films. And if we have to replace Marie for so she doesn't have to watch Paul Blart Mall Cop,
so be it.
Once again, very upset that I have to watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 1 and 2 and a bunch of films that I did not know that he was in.
Well, we might make it through James. Thank God he hasn't had as much of a career.
Too much of a career.
He's had way too much of a career.
You guys, let's switch things up before I forget. You know what? Let's listen to the trailer.
Who is this girl?
Excuse me. I'm Sandy Wexler. Don't we talk somewhere? I'm a talent manager.
Sandy was not a big shot. He was a tiny shot, but you never forgot him.
Any good?
King of the fake laugh. And he's like, why are you fake laughing? It's Eddie Murphy. He's funny.
Where'd they get this kid?
You'd see him at a party, and you'd think, no one even invited this guy.
Everybody move. Whoa. I'll get out the way.
Which way do you want me to go?
He dressed like your grandfather.
Whoa, whoa.
Had the table manners of a horse.
Next time he'll get his own ketchup.
But he was a great manager.
You are a true Wexler, are you?
How do you take care of everybody and never worry about yourself?
That's what I do. An agent is business, but a manager is family. I will always do what's best for my clients.
If I was going to be anybody, I'd be her by now.
That's why you got me. You can't stop a shooting star. Our scientists have proven this. But we gotta get to work.
Yeah, why the lights out?
No, he's leaning on the light switch.
No, I'm not. What? That wasn't me.
Wasn't me?
From the top. Bye-bye.
Wow, the big joke you end on is a light switch joke.
I mean, that took a turn just in the trailer.
Yeah, he's using the voice from the dog from Little Nicky. It sounds like dog from Little Nicky.
He completely is.
He's like, no one's heard that in a long time. Wow.
I mean, I guess we'll see.
Jesus
I guess we'll
Christ,
see.
You guys. I'm so upset that you don't have to watch Paul Blart Mall Cop. I could not find a budget on this film because it's Netflix.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact, though. Did find one good fun fact.
Can't wait.
the place where Sandy is staying is the same mansion from Billy Madison.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see it.
Hold on, though. Just sent it. I do believe that the mansion shots are just the exterior. None of the shots inside the house.
That makes sense.
In Billy Madison are actually in that house. Also, just I found out that's the same mansion from the movie The Jerk.
Oh, okay.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Very weird.
I mean, sets are sets, y'all. They get reused.
Yeah, that's it.
That's Hollywood, baby.
Here's the only other kind of fun thing I found. When Courtney tells Sandy she is getting married, she mentions his name is Eric Lamensoff, which is also Kevin James's character in the Grown Up series.
They like literally just couldn't think of another.
No, this stuff has come up several times, but I find it very, very uninteresting because it's all
the universe.
He uses the same names like his college roommates and stuff like that, and they just write it in, and I'm like, that's not really that interesting, so I'm not going to bring it up. But there was really nothing else besides that. So I just want to. Are you ready to watch this?
Let's just do it.
Format: we watch the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has one stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up, just in case there's something that we need to talk about. Are you ready, Marie Maloney, to watch Sandy Wexler?
You can't stop a shooting star.
You ruined it.
You, I love the kind of passion your fashion cannot be explained. You, I love, you're so appealing, the feeling cannot be contained. And when I touch you, there's no denying the flying
the angle.
Marie's been laughing for 5 minutes about... There was one scene, you guys. There's one scene that made us both, me smile, and then made Marie die laughing. And we'll get to that scene, there's a lot that has to be set up before
let's,
this.
Let's wait.
The first thing that you're going to notice when you watch this film, ladies and gentlemen, is there is an abundance of cameos.
Yeah.
It is a movie starring Adam Sandler, and then everyone else is just cameos, basically.
It's built on the backs of cameos.
It is. And I don't understand, like, I feel like some people like a cameo in a movie that you don't expect, you know, seeing coming. Like, a lot of people really liked Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder, and, like, you didn't expect him to be in there. I guess he's more of a cameo in that, but I never really like cameos. They, like, take me out of the film. It makes me be like, oh, now I'm 100% watching a movie now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, also, it's clear that the direction was like, okay, this is Sandy Wexler. He was, like, a really shitty, like C-plot agent in
manager.
Hollywood, or excuse me, manager in Hollywood in the 90s. Just make up shit about him.
Yeah, and you know what? We get it.
Yeah,
and,
but
and
it's...
The first 5 minutes is that.
It's
like
all that
cameos
was needed.
In that. And then it's 30 minutes in. They're still cutbacks.
They're still going back.
They're still going back.
And
just
shitty,
explaining things that,
yeah.
we already have seen or could have figured out on our own.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. We do improv and, like, we, you know, in scenes you endow other characters, you gift other characters with, like, personality traits and all that shit. And I get it.
Do you think this was shot like an Armando where it's everyone sit around, hey, sit around, talk about this character, and now we'll make a movie around it?
It seems to be so,
like,
yeah.
It does feel like that.
I don't know, just, I can't even explain why it's bad. It's just fucking bad.
It's bad because it's over 2 hours long, and already when
we're
watching
only
this
a
film,
half hour in.
We're only a half hour in, and I'm like, why is this scene in here? Why is this scene in here?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this scene in here? And we're introduced to different people that Adam Sandler is
representing,
and those are crazy characters.
Yeah, woo!
What's his name is a stuntman.
Nick Swartzen.
Nick Swartzen's a stuntman.
Is a stunt person.
Yeah. Who else does he represent?
He represents Kevin James
as a
ventriloquist and... Colin Quinn as a stand-up.
Yes, and Colin Quinn's stand-up is like he just sits there and doesn't make anybody laugh.
Yeah, he just is a bad stand-up.
Yeah.
But like the whole reason for the story is that he sees Jennifer Hudson's character perform at what I assume is like a Knott's Berry Farm?
No, they said Magic Mountain.
Oh, they said
Six
it
Flags.
Was Six Flags?
Magic
I
Mountain.
Didn't even know there was a Six Flags in L.A., but whatever.
Ooh, a lot of people. We haven't gotten a lot of calls, now we're gonna.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you confuse Magic Mountain with Knott's Berry Farm?
The Nard Line's blowing up.
Nard Line?
But
it's a flashing Nard.
Yeah, Nard. But anyway, so, like... Jennifer Hudson is established as the character with, like, real, true talent that he represents. But first, before he can represent her, they have to fly to Seward, Alaska to talk to her dad.
Who's in prison.
Who's in prison in Seward, Alaska.
And is Aaron Neville. And I'm like, who is that? Who is that? Who is that? And then he says something and, like, and I'm like, it's Aaron Neville! And I looked up, it's 100% Aaron Neville. And I was just like, And then I did,
the touch, the feel of cotton.
So yeah, that's a nice little cameo that we get. They come
everybody
back.
Plays the fool.
Sorry. Oh, everybody plays the fool.
Sometimes. No, listen, baby. I think I got a pretty good Aaron Neville.
Yeah, you do a tight five with that, baby.
Tight five with, oh, me?
Yeah,
I get away with Aaron Neville on stage, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's this weird, when they're in Alaska, there's this like shitty establishment of a potentially romantic relationship scene where they're
grossest thing in the movie.
Where they're looking at the northern lights that are CGI. And
grossest thing in the movie. I cannot even, there's zero chemistry between these people.
Yeah,
and
none.
There's been zero, like in Just Go With It, there was clearly zero chemistry between Adam Sandler and any of the women in that film.
Yeah.
And in this one, it could not be more disconnected. He could not be too, like, old. He's so old.
Yeah.
And
it's, like, very inappropriate. It's just
so inappropriate. You could tell that there's zero sexual chemistry between these two people.
Yeah. But they have, like, there's even a weird, like, photo session scene where she's, like, getting her headshots done. Where she's like, come on,
that
Sandy.
That scene's so creepy.
Like, help me, like, oh, like. If taking headshots is so easy, why don't you do it, Sandy?
No,
and then
Sandy.
She's like, giggle.
She's not making it any better, like her fake hitting on him.
It's weird.
It's disgusting. But Adam Sandler, stay away from this woman, is all I care about. Also, the voice that he's doing is awful. Sometimes he even drops it.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. In the photo session scene, he completely dropped it. Like, he just forgot.
Straight up,
he was doing a character voice.
But I will say this about him. I feel like he's trying. He's finally playing a character who is just shitty, who is like the loser. He's the one being punched at.
He's the loser, but like they still are kind of like exalting him up as like, but you gotta love him. And it's like, but do you?
You don't. I would say that it's better. I hate the voice. I'm not hating what he's doing. I just think it needs to be cut down. I don't think the love story works. And I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. I do believe that this might be Kevin James's best work.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Kevin James plays the ventriloquist.
Yes. When we first see him play the ventriloquist, so he, like, you know, his act is, like, he's talking and then the dummy is talking and... watching his face during the clearly pre-recorded dummy lines, like his facial expressions, he is acting so hard.
He is acting as a ventriloquist of like, all right, semi-move your lips, but don't move your lips too much. Think about what the line's going to be. He's going to do it. He just focus in. Don't pay attention to this mustache and this weird haircut I have. And it's hilarious how hard he's trying.
Then so funny.
The next time we see him, he's going on a hike
with
Adam Sandler.
Baby.
And here's the thing that made me slightly laugh, is that he's going on a hike and he's dressed up. And then for some reason, he also has a dummy
with him. Yeah.
And they're dressed the same. And I'm like, that's actually a pretty good bit.
Bacon says that made him smile. That made me do like the emoji that has like big eyes but a straight mouth. That's what I did in response to the dummy.
I thought it was good.
The dummy hike.
But then we see I don't think in film there's ever been a straight behind shot of Kevin James. Because
we saw one.
A straight behind shot of Kevin James walking up a mountain with shorts pulled up over what his waist should be. So he has a long, thick, fat butt.
A thick, fat ass.
Marie made me go back 4 times to this shot of Kevin James's butt.
It was so funny.
And I thought I was going to have to do a stop card, but I'm like, there's only 5 minutes left.
It was so funny. It's like, okay, I think most people know the like photo of Donald Trump playing tennis where he's got like that juicy, thicky
butt.
This triplet.
It puts that butt to shame.
Add 4 more butts to that single butt, and you have what we saw. It's flat but juicy. So,
and because he's
and
like
it's purple too. He's wearing purple shorts.
He has that same height that Donald Trump has when he has his.
Yes, it's the same Donald Trump short height
because they don't have waists. They're just there.
Yeah, they just have like potbelly guts.
Oh my god, it is real good.
It is so
it is so good. Marie was laughing and getting turned on. I could tell. She was like, loved the thickness of it.
He's a thickie. What can I say?
Anything else that you have, Marie, besides?
No, my last note is dat ass.
I just think a lot of stuff should have been cut. And
it's not a story we need to hear. Like, no. Nothing about this is like unique or interesting.
New or interesting.
Yeah.
Is it awful though so far? No.
It's not awful. It's just like.
I'm kind of bored, kind of interested of what's going to happen next because there's so many weird cameos and things just come out of nowhere.
Alaska truly came out of a clear blue sky.
Yeah, and then they didn't even go to Alaska. They shot this, they had awful B-roll establishing shot of glaciers, and then boom, they cut back, and they're clearly on a set with Aaron Neville.
Why couldn't the dad have been in prison in L.A.? Like, that makes no sense.
Sitting around mobbing, crying. Aaron Neville only lives in Alaska. I can't do his normal voice. Ready to watch more of this?
Yeah, let's watch some more.
Let's watch more of this.
Last night I had a dream. When I was 17, I was in love with you. When you were so in love with me. When I turned 23, you got down on bending knee. Said you wanna marry me. Or was it just a fantasy? All I know is what I know. And when I wanna
Hope you guys like 90s references because
we got them.
We got them. Hey, you want to hear about Blockbuster? Hey, you want to hear about bookstores?
Oh, yeah.
You guys, it's gotten worse.
Yeah,
it's gotten so much worse.
It took like a steep dive to Boring Town. I mean, I don't even know how to talk about this.
Can we talk about the worst scene probably that we might have ever seen in an Adam Sandler movie? And that's saying a lot.
The wine tasting?
No. Wine tasting is astronomically better than what we saw. Marie.
Oh, the car accident?
No. Marie, way worse than the car accident. No, way worse than the pool.
What?
The recording scene.
Oh, God, the recording scene. The fucking recording scene.
You guys, one
it
of
feels
the
like a lifetime
jokes.
Ago.
One of the worst jokes. So anyway, they go to shoot this girl's demo or record this girl's demo, and they go to do it at some crappy place. And the guy who's running the equipment is like a stoner guy, and she's singing, and everything's going really well. And I turn to Marie and I say, "What's going to be the joke at the end that they're not recording?"
Yeah,
because that's the most obvious jokes that they're not recording.
Right.
We find out. They're not recording.
Yeah.
And it goes on way too long of Sandy yelling at him to record. So they start again, and the guy forgets to record.
Again.
And that goes on so long. You guys, this scene felt like 15
forever.
Minutes.
Forever.
It forever. And guess what the joke is at the end? He records it.
Yeah, he records
There's no joke. There's no rule of threes. They don't heighten anything.
The joke ends up being that, like, Sandy wanted to add...
A triangle? That's a new joke. That's a new joke that they introduced at the end.
Right. It just doesn't make sense. Yeah.
That's not how you write a comedy. You set up a game of him not recording.
They didn't even do the proper rule of threes.
No, they didn't set... And they didn't even set up the game properly because it was so obvious and it was so... And it's not even an original game. Again, this could have... They could have just cut to her singing in the recording studio and then boom, the next scene. There's so many scenes that you think are going to be over as well, and they're never over when they should be over.
It's just the joke never pays off.
None of these jokes pay off.
And it's so redundant. Like, the fact that Sandler's character constantly lies.
That is getting... On my nerves. Adam Sandler's character lies about everything and then like makes up a dumb
excuse
lie.
When he gets called out on it.
And that's the entire movie.
Yeah.
He does that.
It's really...
It gets really frustrating because it slows things down in a movie that's already going so slow.
Well, it's also obnoxious because like... why isn't this ever being called out? So it just never happens again. Yeah. So like, oh, you enable the behavior by just never saying anything, being like, sure, Sandy, you're the worst, but we're not going to talk about why you're the worst. Like, no.
It's
what? It's so stupid. There's
you got your headphones on backwards, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, but you have
backwards. How is there a backwards and forwards to headphones?
On every set of headphones, there's a left and right.
These aren't like you're earbuds.
Yeah, but they're left and right.
What?
Whatever. You can't tell. Matter. Murray's wearing a big poofy winter hat and has poof hair.
It's cold.
But just to put you in the mood of what Murray is, she's wearing toned down Green Bay Packers colors. She's got a forest green. Got a forest
toned
green.
Toned down Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, color. And a deep yellow instead of that stupid
it's like
green
and
yellow.
A mustard.
Yeah, mustard.
Gold.
And she has a hat that matches that. She's wearing her headphones on backwards. Yeah. She's got her glasses on.
Yeah.
And directly to her right is a Chicago Bears blanket that I have hanging up.
In general, I dress like an American Girl doll who just discovered
weed. Not today,
weed.
Though. Yeah, not today, though.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay, yeah.
That just discovered weed. American Girl doll.
Who just discovered weed?
Who just discovered weed.
No. When you just discovered,
had an edible earlier. Got
hasn't
dressed.
Hasn't gotten totally into it yet where she went on Amazon and bought like a button or something.
Yeah, I don't have like a carpet sweater.
You guys, this is how bad the movie is.
Yeah.
It's been turned into what Marie's wearing.
Yeah. What I'm wearing is more entertaining than the last half hour of this film.
It is. It's just, it's so long and so set up. And we know what's going to happen. It's the way that the description went, I thought it was going to go over a long period of time, like kind of ins and outs.
Yeah.
That would go throughout the 90s. And it's not. And the 90s jokes, the only one that kind of made me chuckle was just the mention of Fruitopia, because I forgot that Fruitopia was a thing.
Yeah.
But it would have been just better if I could see one of them drinking a Fruitopia.
A Fruitopia,
which you could do, because there's been several Coke things spread throughout here.
Yeah.
And from my 90s remembrance, I do believe that Coke owned Fruitopia.
Yeah.
I believe
that's correct.
It was in the Coke machines. It wasn't in the Pepsi machines.
Yeah, I remember that.
I forgot what Pepsi.
Pepsi. Oh my God, he's becoming Sandy.
Oh no.
I forgot my Pepsi.
Oh, I forget my Pepsi. Ooh, I'm Sandy.
Can I have more meat?
Coach, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, everything we just watched is stupid. Like, no, it wasn't great. There's a scene where he gets in a car accident. Instead of like having a normal thing happen, he just gets beat senselessly. And he's like, but the song, Courtney's song is playing.
This is
nobody cares.
A perfect microcosm of this movie. Of like, the song's playing, he gets excited about the song, boom, car accident out of nowhere. It startled both of us. And then it's like, cool, the scene should end right there.
Right.
And we move
like,
on
oh,
to the
he
next
was
scene.
Distracted because of the song, because of this one successful client.
Yeah. Then he just gets the shit beat out of him for an extra 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then why?
Why?
And it goes on. It's like, what? And
then
there was no joke?
No.
Woof.
Woof.
Woof. Dead ass. I want to see that ass.
Dead ass. If that's the one thing we come away from.
It's dead ass.
Dead
Can you
ass.
Please make that our Facebook photo?
Yeah, I want to make it our cover photo.
Maybe for Kevin James Never Start.
Yes.
Let's get back to the movie.
Please.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you skirts know what's up with 213.
So I hook select on 21 and
listen. Welcome one, welcome all. We are 3/4 of the way done with Sandy Wexler. You guys, as awful as this movie has been, I do have three awesome bullet points that I would like to talk about. The first of which is that the first part that we watched, part of the 30 minutes, has a exploding raccoon.
Good God, that like almost made me vomit.
Marie almost died. So, what's her name?
Jennifer
Hudson character
is like, there's someone creeping outside my house. Her newly bought house.
She just got she just got famous, so
yeah,
it's
she
like
has
she
has new money.
She has new money. She her song's on the radio, so there's probably creepers outside. So she calls up Sandy, and Sandy shows up with a baseball bat, and he's outside, and the scene goes on way too long. But then we find that it's a raccoon, and the raccoon jumps out of a tree, and Adam Sandler swings with a metal baseball bat, and the raccoon explodes like a pinata filled with
even
meat.
Just recounting it.
It comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's
so much blood.
It's
so much
visceral.
Blood. And then he goes into the house and he's covered in blood and Murray's like dying.
Yeah. I couldn't watch for a little bit because I was like, ugh.
And he sits down and he has dinner.
Yeah,
with,
they have some Boston Market.
Yep. It's when he shows up
with
J Hud
and the music guy from the label.
So there's this thing that like so we know that Adam Sandler and Jennifer Hudson are supposed to end up together, but they can't end up together right away. So she ends up dating this dude,
this like
who's part of the label,
exact,
yeah,
like
and
label.
And he's
exact,
there,
dude.
And they all sit around and they eat Boston Market,
yeah,
which is
actually like they didn't even address the Boston Market, which I
God.
Like. That's the way that these references should go,
but. It was pretty egregious where like every camera angle the
yeah,
logo
like
was turned
Boston Market.
Like
Boston
how is
Market,
it
yeah.
how much how's the logo always looking at me?
Yeah.
And there's so much weird Boston Market on the table.
Yeah.
Maybe it's weird.
Kind of hungry, but but we digress. So it ends up that like she's together with this guy and Adam Sandler's like the fact accosts him.
Yeah.
He's upset. And then we go back to the fucking cameos at the party where people were like, yeah, he cried for like 6 hours in his car. No, it was 8 hours. Well, however many hours. And it's like a jump cut of like them saying how long it was and him just being like
crying
and being
there's so
obnoxious.
Every time they cut back to this thing, which is obviously going to be what the ending of
yeah.
the movie, it's all
oh,
these
yeah.
people are gathered for
yeah,
him.
To honor him or whatever
or
shit.
He,
or maybe
yeah.
it's his wedding. I don't give
or
a
maybe
fuck.
Or maybe he's dead, hopefully.
I hope he's dead.
I hope he's fucking dead.
Yeah.
No, they're also just saying stuff that information has already been passed down to us.
Yeah.
It's not adding anything. And in a movie this long, in a movie that moves this slowly with its jokes, it's really slowing it down and it's really making it awful.
Yeah. And I don't need to see Jewel this often.
I do.
Do you?
I still find her very attractive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's from Alaska, too.
Oh, yeah, I know. She's
you like
her, in
her
car
her
in
like, mangled little teeth a little bit?
Her teeth don't bother me. Never bother
they're
me.
They're real mangled.
I think it's because I had a crush on her when I was little. I had that Jewel Pieces of You CD.
These foolish games are tearing me. They're tearing me. They're tearing me apart.
Thoughtless words. There's also a song in there about a canoe. Like, in a canoe. I listened to the whole CD. It's like a very sad song. You should listen to that. Pieces of You, I do believe is
yeah.
the name of it. I had that. I had Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping, and I had Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Greatest Hits. The first one that has like the weird red and like weirded out cover
yeah.
art.
Did you have those cassettes?
I did have...
Or CDs.
The only cassette I ever had, like, I'm after cassettes.
I had a Free Willy soundtrack cassette.
There it is. Like, we were obviously alive.
It was a dope soundtrack. Don't even try yeah. and hate on that.
Well, we were alive during cassettes, but, like, not enough to, like, own them.
Yeah.
I only owned one cassette, and it was that Pearl Jam cassette where it's the hands and the pink. Like, that album, everyone knows that one. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You guys, we are de-fucking-railed.
Because this movie's so boring.
But there's this one part that else we need to talk about, Maria. So it's kind of set up that, by the way, I don't know if we brought this up. Adam Sandler lives in the, what is it?
The like,
the pool
guest
house?
House. Yeah.
The guest house in the Billy Madison house.
Yeah.
Which 100% looks like the Billy Madison house, but just painted, not white.
Right. Repainted.
And, yeah, it's been repainted, but it's like, holy shit, every time you're like, Billy Madison.
Yeah, it makes me smile.
And he's in the pool house, but the guy who owns it is like a real weirdo, and the guy's wife who owns it is even more of a weirdo. Anyway, out of nowhere, she
sorry, they're the neighbors.
Oh, there she's the neighbor.
Yeah, she's the next door neighbor. So like, whoopsie the doodles. Guy that's spying on him is the voice of Rob Schneider. Don't want to talk about it. But the neighbor like comes on to Sandy and she's like, if my light is on the tennis court ever, you should come over because I'm lonely.
So she invites him into the house and it's a weird sex scene or a sexual
weird
scene.
Seduction
scene. Yes. Sorry. And we get to he's on the bed with her.
Yeah. And she's like trying to woo him.
And it pans to the right. And we see that her sickly husband on life support
is like in the room, but the
and
makeup,
looking at them.
Yeah, the makeup on him and like the
blue light directly on his face
is disgusting.
It is so disturbing.
It's foul.
Both of us are like, oh, the joke. Yeah. The joke was ruined.
Yeah,
ruined by how bad
like,
I felt.
It's not funny. It's like scary.
It was very scary and very disturbing and
very and you're
gross.
Like, oh God, that person, it really does look close to death.
Yeah, and like, also like they look like they're in deep pain and very upset that you're about to fuck his wife.
He had like wide eyes and like a scary like pursed mouth. Ooh,
These things in the movie come out of nowhere.
Too real.
It's too real, and the pinata raccoon was
too
real.
Too
out
violent.
Of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God! Here's one, but can we say I'm going to say one positive thing?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Hudson, not the best actress, but I think that she's doing a great job.
I think so too.
I think there's only a couple times where I'm like, all right, that bit is running, it's run dry. But I think she's a great actress.
Yeah,
and I think she's doing a great job.
I think
believe
so too.
Everything that she's doing.
Yeah. I think she's very believable.
I think the love story between them has gotten maybe a slightly better.
A little, but still, like...
Still creepy.
There's a visible age gap. He fucking sucks, and we all know it.
Yeah. And he's, like, gross.
He's gross and embarrassing, and, like... I mean, I liked the part in the scene post-raccoon explode. Where her current, like, music exec boyfriend calls him out, and he's like, you fucking suck. Like, I did all this shit. I entered her paperwork for the Grammys.
And it was true.
I, like, squashed a story about her dad in jail. Like, and you, what have you done? You've done nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, you are a shit manager.
And he's 100% right.
Yeah. And I'm like, thank God someone called him on his shit. Like, it's about time. But it doesn't seem
they
like
they present him like an asshole.
Yeah.
So they present the other guy like an
asshole. Right, like an asshole. But it's like, oh, no, I appreciate knowing that Adam Sandler sucks. And finally someone called him on it.
Yeah. I mean.
Because why were we enabling this behavior for so long?
That was the first good moment PRX post-raccoon explosion.
PRX.
I wrote it down. That's how I judge time. Pre and post, they're both PRX. PRX and
PRX. PRX and PR double X.
I agree. That and also, he did a great job of acting. Anybody who's not a Adam Sandler a friend is doing a great job of acting, I think. Also, Terry Crews shows up. He does a great job
Terry
as a wrestler.
Terry Crews is a wrestler, and he's great.
He doesn't have anything funny to do, but he is funny.
He's Terry Crews, so he's amazing.
I wish I could be as funny as Terry Crews' physical comedy.
Me too.
You know, Kevin James thinks that his physical comedy can be as good. Also, I hope you guys can't hear my PlayStation making noises in the background. This is the first time we've watched it on the PlayStation.
It's fine.
Whatever. Anything else that you have? Because we got 30 more minutes left.
No. Cool. Do we want to just finish out Jules' song?
Oh.
Because we faded.
You guys are going to be listening to Jules song right about now.
We faded on Thoughtless Word. Like, yo, thoughtless words are breaking.
Breaking my heart.
Well, excuse me, guess I'm mistaken you for somebody else. Somebody who gave a damn. Somebody more like myself. These foolish cares.
We have finished Sandy Wexler.
Marie, we did it.
Thoughts, feelings.
It ends exactly the way you think it's going to go. They hook up. She leaves. She has other boyfriends. She gets engaged. He's sad.
He stops her.
He stops her.
They get married.
They get married.
But the marriage doesn't count because Kevin James officiated it. So
with
then,
his puppets. Or sorry, excuse me, dummies.
Then years later, they're getting married for real. And that's what we've been watching this whole time.
That's the commentary we've been watching.
Wow.
Wow. But we need to talk about they age everybody. And they gave Adam Sandler this like beautiful gray streak in his hair, and he looks so good. He looks hot. This is the most attractive I've ever seen him. Take off the glasses, smoke show. Complete smoke show.
Marie went gaga for this gray streak. She's like, oh my God, that gray streak
in his
hair.
It's so attractive, truly.
Again, this whole podcast is just a series of... what Marie is attracted to.
Oh, me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We talk about breasts most of the time with you.
Well, that's just...
We
that's
talk
just
about
to
dem
get,
titties
that's just
all
get,
day.
That's just to get listeners.
No, it's not. No, it's not. We talk about front butt all the time.
Front butt.
Now, this time, we got to talk about actual butt, and we got
his
to talk
hair.
About his hair.
Yeah.
Talk about Kevin James, juicy, thick...
If you could get juicy and thick like Kevin James and get a gray streak in your hair, Marie is all for that.
I don't want to fuck Kevin James with that ass. I just appreciate that ass.
You would if he had that gray streak.
No. 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 Adam Sandler's body is independent from Kevin James's
too
body
late.
And like attractiveness.
Too late. Moving on.
Scale.
Just a couple notes that I just have to get to. Worst kiss I've ever seen on screen.
Yeah.
Those two. When they first kiss.
No chemistry.
Oh, it is really off-putting.
It was hard.
I laughed like a third or fourth time. So there's this other character called Mr. Buttons who is a ventriloquist
on
TV.
Oh my God,
on
yes.
UPN.
I'm glad we're addressing this.
He's a ventriloquist on UPN. And he's like the most famous ventriloquist clown person. And he has a show for kids. And he ends up killing himself.
Which is pretty like...
so dark.
Dark.
Very. It's like the raccoon.
You watch him write the
nowhere.
Note and he's like folded up. The camera pans and then stops. And then you see his clown shoes fucking drop and you're like, Jesus Christ.
And you see the knocked over chair. And then you see
the
ventriloquist dummy's
feet. Dummies drop.
That I laughed at. That's a good bit. That was a good funny
God
bit.
God damn it.
That was a good damn bit.
It
makes
just
me upset when I laugh at this movie.
So dark.
So then Kevin James's character ends up getting his show on UPN.
And oh, sidebar, Adam Sandler's character has a heart attack and he's like, "No, we still have
That's
to go to the negotiation for the
Your UPN
yeah,
show."
Yeah, for Kevin James's
so Kevin
UPN
James
show.
Uses Adam Sandler like a ventriloquist.
Yeah,
thing.
He Weekend at Bernie's him and
that is also disturbing.
Yeah. It's really messed up.
The movie gets pretty dark.
Yeah. And, like, they really no holds bar go for, like, the heart attack slash stroke angle. Because he is, like, drooling and, like, sweaty. And he genuinely looks bad in the scene when Kevin James is, like, dummying him.
So the entire time you're like, oh, God. Yeah. Oh, man. Poor guy. And also it's not funny.
Yeah.
Anything else that you wanted to talk about?
No, I hit everything, baby.
Oh, my God.
Give me that streak. Give me that gray streak. I love a Silver Fox.
One last thing. The movie's jam-packed with so many cameos that you forget sometimes.
Yeah, it's like hard to
It's so jam-packed that there's a Clay Aiken cameo.
Yeah, which I died
and
at.
In which Marie was still dying at the initial shock, and then 5 seconds later... Weird Al Yankovic shows up.
And you find out that, like, so the whole movie, Adam Sandler's talking about his client, Alfred, like, his first one that, like, he got too close to, and that's why he is the way he is. It was Weird Al.
Weird Al, the whole time.
Yeah. Also, I don't think Bacon knows this. Clay Aiken got me, not only because he's Clay Aiken, but because Jennifer Hudson got her start on American Idol.
Wow, time is a flat circle.
Yeah.
Let's move on to rankings.
Let's do
Marie, it. Marie, where are you going to slip, slap, sloppity, put in Sandy Wexler?
I think it's worse than Funny People, but better than Ridiculous Six.
Cool. So what number is that?
That is taking the number 18 slot.
Number 18 slot for Marie. Yeah. Wow.
Because here's my reasoning.
Okay.
It wasn't horrible.
Nope.
It wasn't a good film.
Nope.
But I didn't want to like claw my eyes out.
Yep.
Which some of these I have.
Yep.
So there you go.
That's reasonable. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
So your top five and bottom five stay the same. This is the last Adam Sandler movie that we're going to review for at least a year. So
this is our very last one.
Well,
before the recap?
Well, next week, you guys, spoilers, we're going to be watching Airheads, a movie that we skipped because we considered not an Adam Sandler movie. And what we're going to do is we're going to watch that next week.
Yeah.
And we are going to decide if that does count as an Adam Sandler movie. And if it does, we'll put it in our rankings. And if we decide, no, this isn't an Adam Sandler movie, we won't put it in our rankings.
Okay.
So
that'll be that.
It's next week's going to be Airheads, and the week after that's going to be our recap. So your top five remain the same. It is The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, The Meyerowitz Stories, and Men, Women, and Children. Coming in the number six in a number six slot is Mr. Deeds. That is your honorary position, your honorary top five. Your bottom five also stay the same with Eight Crazy Nights, Jack and Jill, Grown Ups 2, The Do-Over, and That's My Boy.
Yep.
That bottom five, find me an actor with a worse bottom five. Challenge accepted.
I can't.
Marie, I'm looking at
I'll
this.
I'll wait.
Marie, I'm looking at mine, and I am going to put mine as worse than Bedtime Stories, but better than The Cobbler. So I am putting
it in at
my number 19 slot.
Okay,
so also
very similar.
Pretty much right in the middle.
Yeah.
But my top five and bottom five will stay the same.
Yes. So Bacon's top five are Punch Drunk Love, The Meyerowitz Stories, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, and Happy Gilmore. The bottom five are Grown Ups 2, Grown Ups, Jack and Jill, The Do-Over, and That's My Boy.
Yeah. Grown Ups 2, man. Grown Ups 2 and Grown Ups 1 always get you every time.
I know. I just love the cadence of them. I don't know.
You guys, next week, already said it, we are watching Airheads. I'm excited for
Me
it.
Me too.
We will find out if it counts
for,
as an
like,
Adam Sandler
young
film.
Young Adam Sandler. I've seen him with his gray hair. I'm excited for the youth.
It's going to be
the youth.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I remember watching that film on like Comedy Central way back in the day. It's the only time I've ever seen it was on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happens. I don't remember anything about the movie.
I have vague recollections of the movie.
Ooh, I can't wait. You guys, tune in next week. This week, though, Marie, should Adam Sandler stop?
What do we say?
Because then right after he made Meyerowitz Stories.
Yeah.
So, but it's just kind of like Adam Sandler, like at this point, I'm just like, Adam Sandler, cut it out.
Adam Sandler, I mean, but keep using the Billy Madison stat.
That's too long, but I agree. Every move should be Billy Madison stat.
Yeah, Billy Madison stat.
How about Adam Sandler? Come on.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler,
come on.
Come on.
Come on. I mean, come on.
Just come on.
Come on.
Sandy Wexler, this
Thank
movie
you.
Is
yeah.
based
on, yeah.
on a great figure in show business, a real figure.
Yes.
Sandy Wernick, who has yes. represented you for a long time.
Yes, and you and many others.
Yeah, and yes. he's here with us right now.
Well,
Sandy Wernick's over there in the corner. There he is. He has no... And you've been doing an impression of Sandy
yes.
for years
yes.
and making fun of him, and then you finally decided, screw it,
yeah.
this is a movie.
Yeah.
And you made this movie, which is very funny, by the way.
Thank you, Colin.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you mock him just as much as I do.
I don't think I do, but yes, I do.
Yeah. When we told Sandy we were making a movie about him, he told his friends and stuff, and they're like, they're doing you? And he's like, yeah. And they go, they're going to do the stupid voice, too? And Sandy's like, yeah. And then they go, are they going to have you eat like an animal with food on your face? Yeah. And is he gonna lie a lot like you do? Yeah.
He got sad.